Jayamudirayet Nasta Prayeshu Badrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki. Reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Jamil. Text 1, Inauguration of Chapter 1. Yeah. Shri Parikshit Uvacha Nivritti Margaha Katittaha Adau Bhagavata Yata Krama Yuga Upala Bena Brahmana Yat Asamsti Shri Parikshit Uvacha Nivritte Marga Katita Adhau Bhagavata Yata Krama Yuga Prakramayugo palabdina Brahmanayat asamtriti Shri Prakshit Uvacha Nivritti Marga Katita Ada Bhagavata Yata Kramayugo palabdina Brahmanayat asamtriti Shri Parikshit Uvacha Nivritti Marga Katita Hadau Bhagavata Yata Krama Yugupadedna Brahmanayat Asamsriti. Matajis. Shri Parikshit Uvacha. Maharaj Parikshit said, Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation, Katittaha, described, Adau, in the beginning, Bhagavata. By your holiness, Yata, Duli, Krama, gradually, Yuga Upaladina, obtained by the Yuga process, Brahmana, along with Lord Brahma, after reaching Brahmaloka, Yat, by which way? Asamstriti, cessation of repetition of births and deaths. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhacharavindam Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit said, O my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, you have already described in the second canto the path of liberation, Nivritti Marga. By following that path, one is certainly elevated gradually to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, from which one is promoted to the spiritual world alone, along with Lord Brahma. Thus, one's repetition of births and deaths in the material world ceases. Purport. Since Maharaj Parikshit was a Vaishnava, when he heard the description at the end of the fifth canto of the different hellish condition of life, he was very much concerned with how to liberate the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya and take them back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he reminded his spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami, about the Nivritti Marga, or path of liberation, which he had described in the second canto. Maharaj Parikshit, who at the time of death was fortunate to have met Sukadeva Goswami, inquired from Sukadeva Goswami about the path of liberation. At that crucial time, Sukadeva Goswami very much appreciated his question and congratulated him by saying, Varihan nisa te prashna krito loka hitam nipa atma vit samatha pamsam shruta vyadishu ya parha. My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial for all kind of people. The answer to this question is a prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Bhagavatam 2.1.1. Parikshit Maharaj was astonished that the living entities in the conditioned stage, in the conditional stage, do not accept the path of liberation, devotional service, instead of suffering in so many hellish conditions. This is the symptom of a Vaishnava, Banchikal Patarunjascha, Kripasan Behavacha. A Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy, Paradukaduki. He is unhappy because of the unhappiness of others. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, being compassionate toward the conditioned soul suffering in hellish life, suggested that Sukadeva Goswami continue describing the path of liberation, which he had explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The word Asamstriti is very important in this connection. Samstriti refers to continuing on the path of birth and death. Asamstriti, on the contrary, refers to Nivritti Marga, or the path of liberation, by which one births and death cease, and one gradually progresses to Brahmaloka. Unless one is a pure devotee who do not care about going to the higher planetary system, in which case one immediately returns home back to Godhead by executing devotional service. Chatva Dhan Puna Janmaneti. Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, was very eager to hear from Sukadeva Goswami about the path of liberation for the conditioned soul. According to the opinion of the acharyas, the word Krama Yoga Pala Dena indicates that the first performing by first performing Krama Yoga and then Jnana Yoga and finally coming to the platform of Bhakti Yoga, one can be liberated. Bhakti Yoga, however, is so powerful that it does not depend on Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga. Bhakti Yoga itself is so powerful that even an impious man with no assets in Karma Yoga or an illiterate with no assets in Jnana Yoga can undoubtedly be elevated to the spiritual world if he simply adheres to Bhakti Yoga. Mam evayasyasi asamsaya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8:7 that by the process of Bhakti Yoga, one undoubtedly goes back to Godhead, back home to the spiritual world. Yogis, however, instead of going directly to the spiritual world, sometimes want to see other planetary systems, and therefore they ascend to the planetary system where Lord Brahma lives. As indicated here by the word Brahmana, at the time of dissolution, Lord Brahma, along with all the inhabitants of Brahmaloka, goes directly to the spiritual world. This is confirmed in the Vedas as follow: Brahmana saha tisarve samprapte pratisankare parashyante kritamanaha pavishanti parampadam. Because of their exalted position, those who are on Brahmaloka at the time of dissolution goes directly back home, back to Godhead, along with Lord Brahma. Om Jnanam Timiridasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshum Minitam Yena Tasmash Gaurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Madhavistam Safitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadari Sampadadikam Vandiyam Shri Guru Shiyuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vashvam Cha Sidrupam Sagarjitam Haragunatam Tam Sajivam Savarutam Paritam Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagalalita Shri Vizakam Visam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagadvate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Sute Tapchakana Gaurangi Radhe Brisavano Suvare Brisavano Sute Devi Pranamame Hare Priye Panchakalpa Tanumjascha Kripa Sanumjahe Vacha Patitanam Pavenevyo Vasnavyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saravasi Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvese sa sunyavadi patsachare satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivadari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Kam kalo tiva chalam pangam lagate girim. Yat kripatadan vande shi gorom dinataranam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Jamil. Text 1. Parikshit said, Parikshit Maharaj said, O my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, you have already described in the second canto the path of liberation, Nivritti Marga. By following that path, one is certainly elevated gradually to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, from which one is promoted to the spiritual world, along with Lord Brahma. Thus, one's repetition of birth and death is in this material world ceases. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be here. This is my second time coming here. Last year I came here, but just came and went back. So this time I decided to spend like at least 2 days. Yeah, very nice atmosphere, just like Vrindavan. Yeah, so it reminds me the Namisrayan forest, Sukadev Goswami, the sages of Namisrayan. Exactly. Someone can take some pictures, no? Yes, I can keep the record. Anyone? Or we have your phone, you, and you can send to me later, okay? Very nice place. Very sattvic. Yeah. Yeah, so this is very nice. Yeah, we are beginning this sixth canto. Very interesting. The life of Ajamila. You know, Ajamila, we know the story. Ajamila was a devotee. One way or other, I cannot say it was in Maya, but one way or other, he got attracted to a prostitute or a lady. A low grade lady, and he forgot his mission, you know, as a devotee, as a Vaishnava. So he got entangled with the connection of that lady. So he got many children. Now, at the time of death, he was fortunate to be saved by his last born, his last son, Narayan. Yes, Krishna, Bhagavad Gita is mentioned that antakalichamam meva, there is at the time of death, one who remember me alone will attain my nature. It is very specific. Krishna says, anyone who at the time of death remember me alone. It's very, very, very serious. Only Krishna. Not Krishna with this and that. No. Only Krishna. Yeah, so we have to train ourselves. Because the next verse, Yam Yam Bhavis Maranam Bhava, means whatever we think about leaving the body, that will make our next body. Yes. Bharat, you know Bharat? Yes, he was the devotee. He has become a deer. Why he become a deer? Why? Because when he was leaving the body, he was meditating on a deer. Yes. So whatever we think, we're going to become that thing. Yeah. So we should be careful with the mind. So it's a very difficult and long process to train the mind. Training the mind is like going catch a tiger in the forest, bring him in town, and teach him how to be civilized. Ah, it's very difficult. If you don't take him, the tiger will eat you. So, if we are able to to make the man, our man, a friend, well, we are safe. But if he fell, what the man doesn't like, when you try to control it, and you fell, then you know now, yes, this guy is my enemy. I was in my comfort zone. He tried to, take me to temple, to do japa, to do this, that, and I don't like it. Now that he has fell, I will show him. I will teach him a lesson. So don't provoke the mind if you cannot control it. Yeah, so yes, this first verse, Parikshit Maharaj is addressing his guru Sukadeva Goswami. Yeah, this. I don't understand why people are so comfortable in this material world. They are not interested in devotional service. Why? They are suffering in hellish condition, but still they are so much happy. They are happy in this suffering condition, huh? And they are keep on doing this samsara. Birth, death, old age, like that, all the time, and they don't care. Why? Because Parikshit Maharaj is the Vaishnav, and the qualities of Vaishnav he described here. Paradukaduki. The Vaishnav, he does not suffer, but the suffering of others make him to suffer. Yeah, so this material world is like that. If you are not suffering, still you are going to suffer because you see others suffering. Seriously. And also, the Vaishnav, every morning we do that prayer, the Vaishnav Pranam. Vanchakalpatanuvyacha kripasanuvyahevacha pautitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavyo namo namaha. So Vaishnavas are like desire trees. They can fulfill the desire of everyone. Vaishnavas, they are like desire trees. They can fulfill the desire of everyone. Yeah. So they don't want to see other people suffering. And also they are compassionate, karuna, because when they see people suffering, they want to stop that suffering. See, the whole arrangement of ISKCON, that's for that purpose. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that everything is already set in this world, but what is missing is the Brahmanical culture. We don't have Brahmanas in the society. We are supposed to have the four Varnas, but one is missing. Nowadays we have even so-called Kshatriyas. We have so-called Kshatriyas, we have and then Vaishya, so-called Vaishyas also, and Shudras, that's all. Brahmanas, not really. So, a world without Brahmana is the head. Can you imagine your body without head? Where are you going to? The body don't have, and you see the head has two eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears. The head is very, very important. Very important senses are on the head. Very important, the head. So if you cut the head, then the body is useless. So the society without head, is a dead society. Yeah, so Srila Prabhupada mentioned that, yes, the purpose of creating ISKCON is to create a society of Brahmana. This is Govanand, Eco-Village, Mayapur project, Brindavan, this project, that project. The purpose is to attract people to say, hey, look, you are dying, you are suffering, and after that, you are going to hell. Please come and try to save yourself. So that is the purpose of ISKCON. One of the objective, the seven purposes of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada said, one of the purpose of ISKCON is to expose the faults of material life, or the mistake or the lies of material life. So many things are happening in this world as if it is true. Now, people, what they do, they have this thing which is white color, black color. They put white color just to show people that yes, this is white, but actually it is black. So this material world is ugly, very difficult. That people put some paint to show that yes, it's beautiful. It's not beautiful, but someone who has Shastra Chakshu, he knows no, this is covered. Under there is something not good. So so only devotees knows that this world is illusion, is moha. Mm-hmm. So we have to involve in Nivritti Marga. Nivritti Marga is the path of liberation. Yeah. So Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that yes, your question is very, very beneficial, very important. This is a good question. Yesterday, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada, one of Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Bhagavatam. He said that question and answer is going on all the time. Every day. You go to market, like Lohi Bazaar or any bazaar, people are asking, How am I this? The seller is answering, oh, this is price, like this. Where can I get food? Well, people are asking questions. People are giving answers also. See this bird also, they're asking. They see like this. But what is the level of question and answer? It's true. There are question and answers, very good. But what is the level? The level? Tamagun. What is food? Where can I sleep? Mainly all these questions are centered around eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. But it's not very, 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 very intelligent. Because if you are, as a human being, if you make a lot of big program just to get something to eat, just to find a place to sleep, to mate and defend. These animals, they don't make so much arrangement. Things come to them naturally. But why human beings, they want to make so much arrangement, big arrangement for sense gratification? This is not very intelligent. So, there is another activity that human beings should do that animal doesn't do. Otherwise, just eating, mating, sleeping, defending, we are the same level with animals. That's all. We have to do another one. Generally, in the West, in Africa, when we preach there, when you preach devotional service, we tell them, look, there is another thing, a fifth activity that we should perform. Not just eating, mating, sleeping, defending, it's just animals. They will say, look, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim. I'm a religious person. Fine, you are religious, but what is the purpose of your religiosity? Same thing, to go and ask God, give me this, give me that, or protect what I have. That's all. We know when we are religious. God, give me this, give me that. I have this, please protect me from my enemies. Everything is centered around eating, meeting, defending, and sleeping. Yeah. So, Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami a very important question. And it says, actually, this question is beneficial for all kind of people because it is a prime subject of hearing. Is the prime subject of hearing. Hearing is very, very, very important. Actually, hearing is even more important than seeing. Because you may see something, but for instance, yeah, if I come here, I will see Governor Eco Village, yes, nice things. There's someone else who explained to me. Then I say, oh, okay, okay, okay. But if I just see, I won't know the importance. Yeah. So hearing is very, very, very important. So Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami said, yes, your question is very, 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 very important. Just like Sukadeva Goswami was teaching Parikshit Maharaj, and later on, Sonaka Rishi and Sutta Goswami, the same question and answer, and the forest of Namishan. Very important. Yeah. And the point is that the Nivriti Marga is that gradually, we have to come to the level of Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that by practicing Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, one can gradually come to the level of Bhakti Yoga. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, you come to the level of Bhakti Yoga. But it is risky because we get too much attraction to Karma and Jnana and get stuck there. And to move forward will be difficult. Yeah. If you don't have a proper knowledge, if you don't have proper jhana, then our karma will become supreme. Then we will not think of serving the Supreme Lord. So, but in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Bhakti Yoga is so powerful that we can just do it directly without doing karma and jhana. Yeah. Bhakti Yoga is very, very, very powerful. That even an impious person, you mentioned here, an impious person who does not have any education can be part of Bhakti Yoga. Just like we have in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9:32, he mentioned about the stri, the woman and the vaishyas and the Shudras. According to that verse, not me, according to me, according to that verse, they are less, not stupid, less intelligent. Alpa medasam, alpa, little intelligence. But when I say woman, this verse 3, it does not mean just woman. I mean those, women who are not interested into spiritual activities. But our Vaishnavis, yes, they're different. The verse says, women, Vaishya and Shudras, if they engage in devotional service, they also can attain the highest perfection. Because if you take, like for instance, a woman, ordinary woman is, what is the business of ordinary woman? My husband, my children. Women are called Griha Ishvaris. It means the interest is what is happening at home, in the house, in the rooms. They know how many spoons are there, how many plates, everything they know. Anything missing, they know. Their computer. So they are called Griha Ishvaris because they control the Griha, they control the house. So if they are not devotees, they are just ordinary living entities, three. So Srila Prabhupada is right. I know now if you go to this war organization, it's mentioned this verse, people say, look, it's not good. But it's true, it's a fact. But when women become devotees, wow, they can become very, very, very powerful, as we have in ISKCON. And also the Vaishyas, they have something in the mind, business, interest. So if a Vaishnava, a Vaishya, he said, I'm a devotee. Be careful. He's a devotee. He's doing japa. The japa is doing, let's say, 70% of meditation was go on his shop, his business, and 33% on the japa. It's true. It's vaishya. Because if you don't meditate on your business, how can you progress? So it is true. So Bashar's they like business. They like to progress in the business. So they also, they can become you know, elevated if they come to the path of Bhakti Yoga. And of course, the Shudras, they are followers. Yes. Shudras. Shudras, they don't have any plan. Whatever food they give them, they will take. Tell the Shudra, go here, they just go. They just obey the other three varnas. But Shudras also, if they come in contact with devotees, they can also be elevated. So the women, ordinary ones, and Vaishyas and Shudras, they also come. Yeah. Because the process of purification is very, very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. Just like try to kill a tree, you cut the leaves and the branches. Next season, the leaves also, they will come again. The best thing is to cut the roots. So Bhakti Yoga goes deep down to the root cause of our suffering. Externally, we think, oh, we are suffering because we don't have enough food. We are suffering because no good education. Suffering because the politicians are... No. These are the external causes of suffering. The root cause of suffering is that we are ignorance, avidya. We don't know who we are. Because we don't know who we are, so we take this body as a temple of sense gratification. It's a mandir of sense gratification. So we worship a mandir. What do we do with a mandir? Pay obeisance to a mandir, no? Worship a mandir. All the part of the body, we worship them nicely. Because we think, oh, it is all in all. So anything related to this body, my family, my wife, my children, my car, my, everything become worshipable for us. So we have to remove this consciousness. This is called Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation. Yeah. One point also is that when we practice, yogis, some sages, yeah, when they go to, before going to Goloka Vrindavan, they want to do some kind of tourism, yeah, try to visit other planets, especially Brahmaloka. It's mentioned here. Yeah, they want to see what is happening. They have been hearing about Brahma with four heads. They want to go and see what is happening there. So they stop over there and make some fun before you go. But it's risky. Yeah? If you go to, Swargaloka, even planets, the enjoyment there is very, very, very high level. So it's difficult to progress from there. Two places where spiritual advancement is difficult: hellish condition and heaven planets. Because hellish condition, there is too much suffering. When someone is suffering too much, he cannot think about God. But when someone also is enjoying too much, he cannot think of Krishna. He will think about himself. Yes, I'm so happy. I'm fortunate. Look at me. I'm enjoying. Very difficult. Yeah. Lord Krishna, Arjuna asked question to Krishna. So what happened to yogis who does not attain perfection and they die and they don't get material benefits and they don't also get spiritual benefit? What happened? Krishna said, oh, there's a loss for them. After practicing yoga, when they die, they will go to heaven planets. There, they will go and enjoy for like 10,000 years. But after that, they must come back again. They have to come back. And when they come back, there are three possibilities. One is that they are born in an aristocratic family, or they are born in a pious family, or they are born in a transcendentalist family. Krishna says that one is very rare. So, if you go to evening planet and you come back in take birth in a rich family, it's risky because too much wealth at home. You don't care. You don't need to go to church, to go to temple, because you have, if you go there at all, it's just to give some donation, that's all. You're not interested in practicing, you know, bhakti yoga, no. If you are also born in aristocratic family, too much protocol. Before you go out, you have bodyguards. You know, there are certain things you should not do. A son of prime minister cannot just take a train and move around India. No, not possible. Prime minister's son, no. See, that one is a risk. But a poor person, his son can't go anywhere. But what is very important is when we take birth in devotee families, take birth your father, your mother, they're devotees, then you can start from where you stopped from the previous life. This is one, yogis, they try to visit Brahmaloka before going. It's a risk. But there is a big kind of contradiction. I was checking yesterday. I said, look, one verse in Bhagavad Gita says that, I think that is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16, mentioned that Brahma Bhuvanaloka, those from the highest planets, Brahmaloka, to the lowest, there are places of suffering. But yeah, it's mentioned that some yogis, they go and stop at Brahmaloka, and from there they will go. It looks like there is a contradiction. No, there is no contradiction. But that one is at the time of dissolution. At the time of dissolution, when Lord Shiva will destroy this universe, material universe, at that time, Brahma will go along with all these people, big yogis associated with him, they all go to Goloka Vrindavan. Not before that. So it means, if you are in Brahmaloka now, and it's not yet time for dissolution, and your credit is finished, must come down. If you go to Swagaloka, Janalokata, all these places, they are very good life. We have good life there, but they are not permanent. There also, we have Janma, Kanma, Vyadi, and Jara, like that also. But this one is very special. Those who can be able to stay in Brahmaloka till the time of dissolution, yes, they can go along with Brahma to the spiritual world. Like that. So, Lord, Parikshit Maharaj, and he have some compassion. So he's asking his guru, Sukadeva Goswami, to try to enlighten people. Why people are suffering? They are suffering in ignorance, and they are very happy. So what to do? Another one word here is asamsti, continuing the path of birth and death. The opposite is asamsti, to stop the samsara. So, from the life of Jamila, is very good lesson. A good lesson. Jamil, he almost went to hellish planets, almost. He was lucky. His luck was that he gave his last born the name of Narayan. So when he was dying, he was not even calling Narayan directly. He was calling his son, his last born. So Krishna said, "Oh, okay. Because you are my devotee, you are, anyway, you are calling my name. Don't worry, I'll save you." Mm-hmm. So we have to learn that also. We have to be prepared. Because at the time of leaving this body, that is the final exam. Final exam. We are doing so many exams now. Bhakti Sastri, Bhakti Vibhav, Bhakti this, Bhakti that. This is our exam. Last one. No teacher. We're there. Face to face. Only we and Krishna. And if we are able to train our mind properly, then we will pass the test. Otherwise, we will think of something else. Krishna says, Anta kalemam cham eva. Think of me alone at the time of death. Think of me alone. Alone. This is the most difficult part. Yeah. The mind has the tendency to think of different things. You have to be, to develop that vision via Tantric Buddhi. You know, Arjuna is, and Pandava, and there's Kauravas. Dronacharya was training them to pierce the eye of a bird, plastic bird in a tree, by looking at the reflection of the bird in the water. And shooting the arrow, just looking in the water and shooting. So he called them one by one. When they call them, what do you see? One say, "Oh, okay, I see the bird, I see the trees." Yeah. They call Judan, "What do you see?" He say, "Oh, okay, I see the bird, I see the tree, I see my family members." Who asked you to see your family members? They asking you to pierce the eye of the bird. You say you see your family members. What is that? So when you call Arjun, what do you see? Arjuna say, "I see the eye of the bird." Again, what do you see? "I see the eye of the bird." Third time, what do you see? "I see the eye of the bird." Yes. This is focus. Yeah, she focused. So then Dronacharya said, "Okay, yes, go ahead." Then he shot directly, straight to the highest, to the point. Yes, we have to develop this kind of character of Arjuna. Yes, in this material world, we are doing many things, so many things there, but we should know the difference that we must focus on one point, our sadhana, our bhakti. Mm-hmm. If we do that, then at the time of death, we can be able to think of Krishna alone. Krishna says, "Think of me alone." He didn't even mention of me and my Balaram or gopis. Me alone. Me alone. So, see, it is very important. I like this chapter, chapter 1, the story of Ajamil. Now, so Ajamila was saved by the Vishnu Dutas because he pronounced the indirectly the name of Narayan. Yeah, so this is the process we are doing. We have the 9 processes, the 3 most important: hearing, as mentioned here, yeah, Shravana, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And when those 3 are done perfectly, the other 6 automatically follows. Because if the 3 are not properly done, the other 6, can you imagine someone doing arati, and his mind is another place? No. Someone's cooking for Krishna, his mind is another place. Someone leading kirtan, his mind is another place. No. So, Shravana, Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam. Yeah. So that is the meaning of Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation. So Parikshit Maharaj is very compassionate. He wants to help people who are suffering from illness condition, and they are very happy. So this is our mission as devotees. We are following the path of Parikshit Maharaj. You know, we try to save people, even though they are not appreciating, but still try. In the train, you see, devotees, they always try to save people. In the train, you try to give book, and in the plane, you also try to give some book. In the street, we always try, because people, they are very proud of their position, but they don't know that they're suffering. So devotees, they find means and ways to always try to remember them, to remind them, look, you are not this body. The life you are living is not the good one. Yeah. Sometimes you can get some slaps, sometimes you can get some appreciation, okay. But just keep trying. Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gantara Shriman Bhavatam ki jai. Any comments, any questions?
Thank you very much for your lecture. You stressed several times that we should take shelter of Krishna alone. But Krishna, on the other hand, say that anyone who thinks that he is his devotee, he is not his devotee.
Yeah.
But only if he is devotee of his devotee.
Yeah.
So what actually means to take shelter only in Krishna?
Very good. This is the process of our devotional service. You know, with, a neophyte devotee has a tendency to only concentrate on Krishna. That isn't the proper mood. But here, this is at the time of death. This is the final exam. Do you follow? This is the final exam. If you have, we have followed all the instructions. Krishna says, anyone who says my devotee isn't my devotee. The one who is the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. Yes, Krishna said it, right? But if you follow all these things properly, and at the time of death, we will be able to remember him alone. He alone means we'll be focused on Krishna. Because if we have trained our mind throughout our life, then the final exam will be to remember him. Yes. We are not going to remember all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. No. Only Krishna, if you focus. But in the process of our devotional service, we have to, you know, worship devotees even more than Krishna himself. When we do that, that will help us at the time of death to remember Krishna alone. The final exam is to think of Krishna alone. But in the process, we have to take some assistance, some help from other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We have to worship the Vaishnavas. It's true. Because if one verse in one Bhagavatam, then third canto, says a kanista is the one who go to temple, give respect to deities, and neglect the other devotees. Is the kanista. This is the process of our devotion service. You have to learn how to worship devotees. But when we do that, at the final stage, we have to think of Krishna alone. That will help us to, Krishna says, we'll attain my nature, we'll attain the same nature of Krishna. But right now, we have to serve the devotees, even more than Krishna.
Separate yes. My lovely senses onto the dust of Hare your Krishna. Lotus feet. Maharaj, my question is, like when I see these devotees, the brahmacharis, I also feel like I also want to have this kind of lifestyle, this kind of cleanliness and, mode of goodness and devotional service engaged 24 hours. But even though I try to follow, but I'm not able to follow all the standards they are following. And I know that spiritual desires get fulfilled, but I am really lacking the patience of waiting for so many years to get to that high standard. And when I see my age group boys who joined with me, but they have grown so advanced because they live in the temple. And I'm just, you know, still struggling to do my sadhana properly and follow the basic rules. And sometimes I fear that, okay, because of this complexity, I'll get a next birth as a boy and something like that. I can't tell you, Maharaj, like, I feel so much complexity. Like, I feel like why I can't join temple, or why, even though I'll join temple, I won't have that association, right?
Yeah.
So there is no hope for me, I feel. And without association, it is very difficult for me to follow. Like, even though I do follow some of the things, like, you know, waking up, but not regularly, Mangala Arati.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a good question. Sadhana, our purification, does not depend on our bodies. Yeah, right now you are in the female body, but it does not mean that Krishna does not love you. Yeah. Okay. If you feel like that, maybe in your next life you may become a brahmachari, this one. But why not, you know, you can live with the body as a girl and go back to God. You know that? Yes. It is said that for a girl, mostly they are going to, because there is no brahmachari in ashram as such, you know. You know, women generally they are meant to get husband. Well, that story, I remember that story. Sila Bhaktisiddhanta, I think it's him, no? He was giving instruction to the brahmacharis that he was saying, you must remain brahmacharis. And he told the ladies, the matajis, you get married. So there was confusion. This is as guru. Guru is telling the brahmacharis to remain brahmachari, and he's telling the matajis to get married. To whom are they going to marry? Where are they going to marry? If the brahmachari is a man brahmachari, then how the matajis can get married? Then he said, you go out and catch those big fish there, outside, then maya. Catch them, turn them to devotees. Then they can marry them. They can become the Vaishnavas also. Yeah, so for women, generally, when a woman, a girl is married, and she's lucky to have a very nice Prabhu, then what, the Prabhu goes back to Godhead automatically. The wife follows. We have seen that many times in the scriptures. You know, when Pandu died, Madri followed. When Prithu, he entered the fire. The wife followed like that. So that is it. It was the principle like that. That when a husband attained perfection and is going back to Godhead, the wife automatically follow. So the duty of the wife is to worship the husband as God, is to serve the husband as God. And that way, when whatever blessing, whatever punya, whatever blessing, benediction the husband get, automatically the wife follows. As far as woman body is concerned, there is no thing that's okay, I want to live in the, you know, brahmacharya ashram, because the body is already female, like that. But it's not an obstacle. It's not. I mentioned it. Women, the vaishyas and the shudras, they can. Well, in ISKCON, what is required? 16 round. Do you chant 16 round? Yes. Do you eat? You take prasad? Yes. Do you follow sadhana? Yes. Then the same thing we are doing. So there is no question of you are complex. Try to remove this complexity.
But Maharaj, if I want to preach, like brahmacharis, like in a big scale, then I have to have the purity that they follow. So how will I be able, like by mercy of Guru Maharaj, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I'm living in base. But we don't follow the standards of, you know, what is followed in boys' base.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. You at least lifetime, I don't know what happened, you are in this female body. But you cannot do, like, you cannot live your life like brahmacharis. That one is not possible because they have standards. We have women standards, we have brahmachari standards. So what you can do, the desire is there. Krishna is in your heart. He knows your desire. Either, two things. Either you take next life, you become a brahmachari to fulfill that desire, or you keep that desire, still Krishna can save you with that female body, no problem. So don't be complex. This is a complex. Yeah. Women can also go back to Godhead. Shudras can go. Vaishyas can go. Anybody can go. Yeah. It is said that third canto, that whoever is chanting Maha Mantra this lifetime, it is because he must have gone to all holy pilgrimages. He has developed all the good manners. He has, done all the tapasyas. That's the reason why he's chanting Maha Mantra now. Otherwise, it's not possible. Yes. So, you are in this family body, and you are chanting Maha Mantra. You have a great pious credits. That's why you are chanting Maha Mantra. So don't worry. Don't be. If you are too much concentrated on meditating on brahmacharis, that will be our struggle. You can become brahmachari ni, but brahmachari in your life. That, why not going back now? This, why not? Who told you that women don't go back? Go ahead. They can go. Yes.
Maharaj, my last question.
Yes.
Sorry. Maharaj, my question is, like, you said that when there is too much of sense enjoyment, then we forget God.
Mm-hmm.
So Maharaj, my question is, like, now only we don't have the facilities, we just think, I mean, of sense enjoyment, we don't have the facilities, we don't, but in Grihastha life, there is a facility of sense enjoyment. So how to, you know, at that time, say, restrain our senses?
I didn't get your question, yes.
Maharaj, my question is, like, at this time, when we are not married,
yeah,
we don't have the facility of sense enjoyment, and we are still not serious in Krishna conscious. I mean, I'm not still serious in Krishna conscious life because, you know, my mind thinks on that. But still, at least there is a good thing that I'm not acting on that.
Yeah.
But after marriage, there will be facility of the sense enjoyment. Like, my thoughts can be converted to actions. So how to...
Yes, there is no 100% guarantee that when you enter Grihastha life, your sadhana will become better. There's no guarantee. I've seen many devotees now, especially when you are not lucky to have a good partner. That can be an obstacle. Instead of you, as you say, you know, have some facilities, you have some obstacles. Because husband and wife cannot cope together, then that will lead to quarrel, disagreements, eventually divorce. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not logic that, yes, okay, now I'm a brahmacharini, when I will get married and I will be so happy. No, there's no guarantee. We pray that it's happened like that, but it is not always guaranteed like that. Yeah. So you don't worry. Don't give yourself too much headache. Like you're giving to yourself too much headache. Yeah. Live life naturally. Krishna will take care. Yeah. don't worry. Huh? Hare Krishna. Yes. Last question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Thank
Well, I am from another age in Hare Krishna movement. Look like. Yeah. Now we feel like that. When I joined, we have Brahmachari Ashram and Brahmacharini Ashram.
Yeah.
And we were making competition who will distribute more books. Mm. Sometimes Brahmacharinis will be doing better than Brahmacharis.
Yeah.
And we were like 100 Brahmacharis and maybe 100 Brahmacharinis. Later on, we got married.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I see how this is disappearing. I think devotees are not... Still, there is hope. Mm. If you want to be Brahmacharini, you in our temple in Tenerife, we have Brahmacharini Ashram.
Okay.
You can travel over there in Spain.
Okay, good.
We still keep it. So I think Srila Prabhupada made those arrangements to have also the ladies engaged in the same way as we engage the male and the female. No. Later on, as you say, all the men have to be brahmacharis and all the women have to get married. So this is my way. I remember when I became grihasta, there were many brahmacharinis in the temple. My Guru Maharaj arranged for me to be married to a brahmacharini.
Yeah.
So I was brahmachari and she was brahmacharini. Yeah, we got married. And I think it's a very good training because later on in my married life, I was married to a brahmacharini. So we always remind each other that the goal of life is not sense gratification, is to push forward the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a commentary.
Yes, thank you. Very good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we would like to express our gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Deshna Maharaj for such an enlightening, convincing and faith-giving class. Let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! We would welcome Maharaj to come back every year and give us His holy association. Hare Krishna!